On Tuesday, as a photograph of migrants Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez and his 23-month-old daughter Valeria, who drowned in the Rio Grande, began circulating online, the House of Representatives approved a $4.5 billion package for humanitarian aid along the border. But that package appears unlikely to pass in the Senate or to gain the approval of President Trump. At the same time, yet another shakeup at the Department of Homeland Security took place yesterday. After just 2 months on the job, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection John Sanders has resigned. Sanders will reportedly be replaced by Mark Morgan, former acting head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Here with the latest is Ella Nilsson, a reporter covering congressional news for Vox. Welcome to The Takeaway, Ella.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what's in the aid package that Democrats passed yesterday, and how is it different from a similar measure that has bipartisan support in the Senate?
Right. So the aid package that the House passed yesterday is $4.5 billion supplemental funding package. And it is really supposed to kind of address this humanitarian problem at the border that we've seen so much outrage about this past week in detention camps, especially when it relates to conditions with overcrowding, these kind of filthy conditions, and especially with children. And there were some last minute tweaks made to this supplemental on Monday and Tuesday after some outcry from progressives in the House. And so now, in addition to the humanitarian funding and the money that's going, there are also going to be these new conditions that require private detention facilities to meet standards of care or risk losing their contract with the federal government. So it's basically sort of trying to put in these teeth to make sure that these facilities are clean, that there are basic needs for children and migrants that are being held there. And this is certainly these standards are different than what's in the Senate's package. And I've been hearing Democratic leaders in Congress say that while they think the Senate's package is good, they think theirs is better. So there is certainly going to be some negotiating in the coming days and weeks.
Ella, how likely is it that any aid package will make it to the president? And quite frankly, how likely is it that the president will sign an aid package?
Yesterday, Democrats were notified that the administration had already sort of issued this intent to veto their supplemental, which isn't promising right out of the gate. And certainly, I think that McConnell in the Senate is talking closely to the president and doesn't want the Senate to pass something that the president won't sign. But at the same time, I think Trump must feel the pressure from this sort of growing public outcry about what is happening on the border. There's certainly been a lot of churn in his administration lately on sort of who is leading this. And I think that there are officials that are feeling pressured to deal with this situation. Whether or not the president is one of them remains to be seen.
And of course, we know that there have been shakeups at the very top of the CBP. Who is Mark Morgan and what can we expect from him in what's reportedly going to be his new role as the head of the CBP?
Right. So Mark Morgan was an official who was actually sort of working at the end of the Obama administration. And he was actually he left when the Trump administration took over, was asked to leave. But he is now coming back. Originally, his background is more in the FBI. He actually served under James Comey, I believe, in past years, but now he is sort of coming back, and he is definitely sort of seen as more of a hardliner than Sanders, the official who resigned. He is somebody that is in, you know, Stephen Miller's camp. He's somebody that has been on Fox News a lot, kind of saying, touting Trump's sort of more hardline strategy. And as we know, this is a good way to get noticed by the president. So he's now coming back. He's been a big proponent of these sort of mass deportation raids that the president had said he was going to do, but then suddenly backed off from this weekend. So it is a direction that is going sort of more hardline, more of this kind of Stephen Miller wing of the administration.
I'm wondering, and I'm sure I speak for some Americans at least, who are saying how much more harder of a line can we have with this population? I mean, given given what we've been seeing, the images that we're seeing, the photograph that we were talking about of the family who'd passed in the Rio Grande, I mean, children without toothpaste and toothbrushes, like what is the harder line at this point?
Right. I think that sort of the distinction between the officials who Trump doesn't see as hardline, I mean, I think these are the officials that are saying, you know, Sanders, there was reporting that Sanders kind of wanted to have more facilities just to cut down on overcrowding and, you know, kind of cautioned that, you know, that the Trump administration shouldn't go forward with these mass deportation raids. So I think that the people that are hardline are the ones that are saying, Mr. President, you are right to go forward with these raids. And the ones that Trump sort of sees as not following through with his wishes are the ones that are just kind of advocating for these basic humanitarian things at the border, just basic needs for people.
What do we know, Ella, about John Sanders' departure, at least officially from the CBP or unofficially? Because it did happen on the heels of so much public scrutiny and these images of children who were being held in these detention centers without basic necessities that some folks have even said they haven't had that experience under captured by the Taliban. So was that part of Sanders' departure to decision to leave?
I think it is this rift among officials in the CBP and in DHS of just how far to go. And I think that sort of underlying this is Trump's frustration that people are still coming to the border and wanting officials to stop it. And that is just a reality that they can't do. But until that happens, I think we're just going to see this constant churn, this constant revolving door in DHS and CBP that I think ultimately could make the situation a lot worse.
Ella Nilsson is a reporter covering congressional Democrats for Vox. Thanks for your reporting, Ella.
Thank you.